if you could figure out how you waste less of other people's time, you'll probably be wasting less of your time too.
Yes.
Because it's just the way you think about it. It's your time or their time. It's still time.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Stelly Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Stelly's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
Welcome to the Startup Shit. So here's what we're going to be talking about today. The topic is simple, is wasting other people's time. Another way of looking at it is making sure your time is not wasted. And this morning, I shared this quote on Facebook. So when you, Heaton, brought this up as a potential topic, I thought, all right, let's do it.
Awesome.
Which is, the number of people who stand ready to consume one's time to no purpose is almost countless. Booker T. Washington.
So it's like all those coffee meetings people request.
Coffee meetings,
right, when they
people
email
request.
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or people sending emails that are so long and include, I love context, but sometimes people overdo it, right?
Fair.
So I really don't need to know, or maybe the sequence of things should be, tell me what you want from me, and then say, if you want all the context about like my last 40 years on Earth, keep reading, Stelly. But if not, just reply. Reply.
Yeah.
Don't give me your life story that's like 10 pages, and force me to read all of it before I can get to like what the fuck you want from me.
Yeah, that's true.
So
maybe you just need to learn to read faster.
Maybe these people just need to fuck off. Like, so, but this is actually a good way to jump into this.
Does that mean you waste people's time? And you've done that to people? Is
why
it irritates
you? I like it. I like that. So this is, we just recorded an episode that you may have heard already or might happen in the future about how to give constructive critical feedback. And my tip was, when you're irritated by others, ask yourself, are you happy about this thing with yourself? Do I think that I waste other people's time?
Or have you wasted other people's time?
Oh, fuck
in that
way? In that way, I'm sure, yes.
Just
yes.
Checking.
It's definitely, I don't think it's a habit of mine or something that was a big part of my life, like writing
super
long emails, but I've definitely done that before,
sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
I've wasted people's time, for fucking sure.
Yeah.
I think that at this point, I've learned to be so protective of my time, and I'm trying to utilize my time, respect my time, and value it. So because of that, and I try to do the same thing with other people, because of that, I am very sensitive to other people's time and my own time, so I respond very strongly when people try to waste it. And there's a plethora of the ways of people trying to waste it. Maybe one way.
Why don't you list all the ways?
Well,
so you talked. One was when they write an essay when all they needed to write was a paragraph.
Yes.
Okay, that's
it's
one.
It's people being not thoughtful or sloppy in the way they communicate.
Yeah. So they want to give you their life story when all you need is one year of it.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The other way is when people communicate with you impulsively about something that didn't require communication right now. So a lot of the communication that happens is very impulse driven. So you are working on something and then you have this random idea and you just stand up and start walking to your coworker and start blabbing out your idea. There was no filter, no checking. Is this a good idea? Is this a good time? Do I really want to interrupt this person? This person's trying to finish a design of
something.
They
have their headphones on.
What? Like, do it. Like, there was no thinking.
Yeah,
it just,
so you didn't think about the other person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They just act on impulse. And that could be like walking to somebody or chatting or emailing
whatever.
Somebody or calling
somebody,
right? So you act on impulse.
Okay.
And you don't differentiate between what is urgent, what is important. This is another one.
It's good.
Sometimes things are very, very important, but are they truly urgent? Right? I'll give you a perfect example on this.
Because
Heaton is looking up in the sky and trying to compute that sentence. Like, what was he saying? Here's an example. If I get a letter right now that says that we are being sued, you know, for
$100 million. I've gotten one of those.
Fuck yeah, you have. And you can listen to the
Not
episode.
Million, but yeah.
The episode on hard stories about hard things or something
like
that. Where we share some of our hardest stories as entrepreneurs. But if I got a letter that's like, Donald Trump is suing you for $100 million business, $100 million. And my co-founder is in a, you know, I know that he has some important things to do today. I might not I might feel horrible in the moment, but I'm not going to just interrupt him in his work or in his meeting. I'm not going to be like, this is more important. We're super 100 million because I'm going to ask myself, is this important? Yes. Is it urgent? Will the next hour or even next day make a difference here?
Or more importantly, can I just handle it? Like,
Can
I go start doing stuff?
Yes.
First thing is like, okay, let's go talk to a lawyer.
Right? Yeah, can I collect myself? Yeah. Can I talk to a lawyer? Yeah. But also, what's the right time to discuss this? Does it have to be right now? And a lot of times the answer is no. Even if something is important, you don't have to interrupt the other person.
So how do you determine whether it's urgent or not?
Well, I need to ask myself, if it's not being handled in the next hour, will it make a difference?
Understood. Yep.
Right? Makes sense. If the answer is no, it's not urgent.
Yeah.
So, and I think people completely confuse. People equate importance with urgency. They think because something is really important, it needs to be handled right now, which is not true.
Yep.
Right? So people mixing up importance and urgency, people working off impulse, people,
Writing essays,
being sloppy in the way they communicate. People not asking themselves, could I figure this out myself? Right? This is a great waste of time.
So then they ask somebody else when they could have just figured it out themselves?
Yes. Like, they're just like, you know, there's this website that's like, let me Google this for you or something like that, .com or something, where people ask questions to others that are just stupid. That it's just like, if you spent 2 minutes researching, you'd have an answer.
But not everyone's the same type of researcher.
Yeah, that's true.
Not everyone knows how to Google really well.
Oh, most people don't. This is a whole topic for itself.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
But then thoughtlessness, right? Yeah. Like, did you spend any time thinking about this, or did you just come with your problems or with whatever it is to me, pushing your problem to me? That's a way of wasting other people's time. Is you're just pushing
your problems. You're outsourcing the problem to somebody else.
Yes. Yeah. And sometimes you need help solving your problem, but if you do that every time, you're wasting people's time. Those are some of the ways that I can think of top of my head.
Makes sense.
And also, like, not thinking necessarily how can I, you know, I mean, in a coworker relationship that might not always apply, but overall, especially when you reach out to people you don't know yet, is being sensitive to how much time have I earned of this person. To be asking them to give me any, right? So if I want to talk to Heaton and I don't know you and you don't know me and I want your feedback on my business idea, I need to stop myself and go, I want you to send Heaton an email and he will respond. But ask yourself, all right, how can I make this something that takes as little time as possible from Heaton to help me? And is there something I can give in return or something I can be helpful with in return?
Yeah.
Even if Heaton doesn't take that help, if you don't take that help, it's nice to see that
somebody offered. Yeah.
Somebody offered and thought about it that way.
That's right.
So those are some of the things that I can think of.
Yeah. I think for me, it's a fundamental thing where it's like, I actually actively think about, is this thing going to waste the other person's time? So I actually think about it like that. So when I think about anything that I'm going to give to another person, is it going to waste their time? Is there a better way to get this done without bothering them? And there's basically like a sort of a process of elimination.
Yeah.
And then only then will I actually go bother the person. And I think that most people, like you said, there's a bunch of these reasons. Impulse is a very interesting one. But most people just don't think about the fact that their actions are going to cause other people to spend time on something.
Yeah.
And if you just start thinking about it like that, then you'll start thinking, well, if I do something and all of a sudden my team has to go spend all this time on it, shit. Like, they're not doing the work, right? So the classic one of this inside of companies, and I've done the math here, it's a lot of fun, is when they have a meeting and they have a lot of people in the meeting, I start quantifying how much does this meeting cost from the fact of like how much is everyone paid, how many hours is it, how many of them in the room. And when you start doing that math, you're like, oh, this meeting cost $2,000. Yeah. This meeting cost $5,000. This meeting cost only $500. Let's have more meetings like that.
Yeah.
Right? And I think it's just finding ways to quantify people's time. Even all the way to money, if you need to, can be really helpful in helping you think about whether the thing you're doing is wasting their time or not, right? Or if it's even an effective way to do it. So this extends all the way to, if I can have a meeting with two other people instead of 10 other people, I'd rather have a meeting with two other people if I know that it'll be as effective or more effective than 10.
Yeah.
And usually it's more effective than a 10-person meeting, right? So to me, it's just having this lens on life where it's like, you're not trying to make it difficult for anybody else. That's more of a personal thing, I think, but that extends to you're not wasting anyone's time.
I also find that if you're the type of person that wastes So I find that people that waste other people's time waste their own time.
Absolutely.
It's a habit, right?
Yeah,
it's just
that's right.
You don't value time in general.
That's right.
And if you do that, then that will directly impact the results that you're generating in life and the way that people want to work with you or not want to work with you. I think another thing that people underestimate is that they are lazy about this. So meetings is a great example where in big organizations, people will just include everybody. BCC or CC everyone. Like, oh yeah, this is a marketing matter, so let's CC everyone on the marketing team and maybe everybody on the sales team and maybe everybody. Just like fucking include everyone.
Whoever invented CC
oh my God,
for and this, BCC.
Yeah. Yes. So this is like...
Someone needs to have a talk with them.
So this is a problem for usually much larger organizations, but even in smaller teams, oftentimes you want to ask yourself, why did everybody here have to be in this meeting? Is it truly important?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is...
I've actually kicked people that don't need to be in a meeting.
Yes, please.
Especially when I know they're working on something important.
Yes, please. But then the other thing that people completely underestimate in time is that they only think about time wasted or time consumed as the time we had together.
Yeah.
But they don't think about context switch.
Sure.
Right? So, this will only take 5 minutes.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Cool. Yes. Yeah. But it also requires me to stop doing what I'm doing, right? And it took me an hour to get in the flow of doing this.
Yep.
So you stop my fucking flow. You take 5 minutes. And now when you're gone, it'll take me another 15, 20 minutes to get back into the flow. So you really cost me half an hour and not 5 minutes.
And the hour you spend before that getting into that mode.
Yeah.
I mean,
many times, depending on how hard it is for you to get into that flow and what time of day it is, you might not get back at all.
Totally right.
So that 5 minute conversation now fucked your day in terms of productivity, because after that 5 minutes, you now were, you know, felt a little weird. So you did, a bit of browsing and reading and then you felt even less productive.
So let's invert this right before we end. So let's invert it and say, what can you do to make sure people don't waste your time? What are the tactics? Because I think, you know, we can get into tips, but maybe there's a whole set of these.
Yes.
I don't know. Because this seems like something where if you could figure out how you waste less of other people's time, you'll probably be wasting less of your time, too.
Yes.
Because it's just the way you think about it. It's your time or their time. It's still time.
Yep.
Right?
So that's a good question. So I think that there's a number of things. I think that number one, you need to start giving yourself less time to accomplish certain things.
Ooh, I like that. So time box it really tight. So
really
if
tight.
You think it's going to take an hour, do it in 45 minutes or 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
So that could even extend to meetings.
Yes.
So do you have 10-minute meetings yet?
Our meetings are 30-minute meetings.
Okay, cool.
But we really only have one a week.
Okay.
So our meetings are really tight.
Yeah, we have 15 minutes once a week too. But your team's larger.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you want to shorten the amount of time that you spend on things, because usually there's a lot of like fucking around happening if you give yourself too much time.
Yep.
There's a whole principle behind this.
Sure, I'm sure.
Whatever. But the main point is, if you think something needs an hour long call, make it in 30 minutes. If you think something will take you, you know, a day, plan to do it.
And it's amazing how when you do that, how you actually get it done.
Yeah.
And then you learn how to get it done faster, which is awesome.
And I mean, we all know this, where you have like, I have a week to do this, and then it's the last day of the fucking week and you have 4 more hours. You do it in 4 fucking hours.
That's right.
Right? So you don't
how
really fucking... But then psychologically, you worked on this for a week.
Yep.
Emotionally, stress-based, you
for
worked
no
on it
reason.
For a week. But there was just 4 hours of, you know, that you actually had to put in work. So spend less or give yourself less time and others. And then if you give yourself less time, give others less time. So if they say, oh, I need a 30-minute meeting with you, say, I can only give you 15 minutes. Do you think we can do it in 15?
So we actually even start time boxing projects. So like if a designer needs to do something and someone else is telling them to do it and something relatively quick, then we actually tell them, hey, let's only spend an hour on this.
Yeah.
We don't need it to be higher quality. Oh. We don't need you to spend more time on it. Please only spend an hour. You know, and that's been effective for us too.
I do this all the time where I will literally tell somebody, especially on my team, hey, I think you should think this thing through and put a plan together before you take any actions. Do that first, but only spend 30 minutes. Time yourself.
Yep.
Because I know if I tell them, put together a game plan, right? Before you do anything, it might be 4 days later, I'm like, I haven't seen the game plan.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still working on the fucking game plan. I don't want you to work on this for hours, right?
That's right.
Or days.
Yeah.
So I'll tell them you have only 30 minutes.
Yeah. So when you task something to people, like, have more intent with it, right? Tell people how long they should spend on it if you have any idea of how long they should spend on it.
Yes. And so that's one. The next thing is learn, see if you can find a channel for people to communicate with you where they can't, your day can't be as interrupted.
That's actually why I like email.
Yes.
Email doesn't interrupt. Email doesn't interrupt me. It's actually the best medium. I think even email is better than Slack in the respect that, like, when somebody emails me, I get to check it when I feel like it. And then I get to do the work at that time. And I think that that's one reason I love email, because it's on my time. It's not on someone else's time. The expectation isn't that I respond right away. In fact, I just had a Slack message right now with somebody, and they sent it back to me and they said, sorry, I was, like, you know, fixing my car, right? Because it broke and I couldn't respond. I'm like, and I personally, I don't care.
Yeah.
My expectation, just because I pinged you on Slack, because that's how we communicate, isn't that you'll get back to me right away, but he thought it was. So the medium's really important. I really like that. And for me, what I've found is email's the best one to keep control of things and actually protect my time.
Yeah. So for us, it's the same thing. In the team, 100% of our our online communications chat.
Yeah. Same here. Yeah.
We do zero email.
Yeah.
In the team, and in person, even when we're all in the office, we're not gonna be, like, most of the time
Slack. Yeah.
We're just in chat, right? Yeah. So that's one thing. Choose a medium, or give people a medium to communicate with you that's not that doesn't allow them to interrupt you at will whenever they want.
Yeah.
The next thing is, you know, learn to say no to things.
Right.
Right. Just learn to say no. And when somebody says, "Hey, can we quickly have a chat?" No.
Yeah.
Right now is really bad. Can you shoot me an email, or can you chat me what you need, and we'll find a time.
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot, and it's been actually better than meeting with the people usually.
Yeah.
Because we can have a back and forth much faster in email than we can actually in person.
In person.
Because that takes time to coordinate.
Yeah.
And then it takes time to travel.
Yep.
While email, I'm right here, right now. Let's go. And I've been doing that. It's been very, very effective.
Yes. And sometimes people, if you talk to people that are, like, outsiders that want your time, they're like, hey, I want to meet with you with coffee. Yeah. They'll be fine with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes in a team, if somebody just interrupts you because they impulsively feel the urge to talk about this topic and you tell them no, they'll actually be a little annoyed in the moment. But if you do it long enough, or if you have a conversation about it as a team and go, this is the way we want to be productive, this is the way we think about it, you'll help them start, you know, being more reflective of the way they
better in your company.
Yeah. Yeah. And the entire company is going to be more productive and therefore more successful.
Yeah.
So the other thing is, like, just think about your day in ways that we had this conversation before with, like, the maker manager time.
Yeah.
But in general, I'd like to think
time
of
box your time.
Time box your time and think of it as, like, how can I create a schedule that has as little context switching as possible?
Yeah.
Because context switching is the death of productivity. It's the death of clarity. Like, if you have to constantly change the context in which you're working, I'm doing a little bit of email, then some calls, then some recruiting, then an interview, then a design schedule, then you're going to just run out of steam really quickly and your work is going to start deteriorating. So you want to be able to spend good blocks of times on certain topics and things that you're doing versus zigzagging all day
long. And you should make time for those things.
What else? What else are things that people can do to not waste their own time? So give themselves less time.
Look at your calendar and see how your time's spent.
Mm.
That's just an easy, quick tip, trick, hack. And so basically use your calendar to evaluate where you're spending your time. If you're calendaring things, it can be very effective. Another one is use rescue time to understand what digitally you're doing on at least your computer when you're on your computer, right?
Right.
The typical one is, you're on Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
But rescue time is really enlightening to tell you even how much you're in email or how much you're in any of those other tools. And it's a desktop product. I think it's free. And it's been good. It's probably one where you might not run it all.